Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss season 4 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 27. Let's get started.
Okay, this is like a little preview episode.
Just a short preview episode.
Yeah, because we just watched the sneak peek of True Blood.
The first 8 minutes.
Man.
Which I don't think was really 8 minutes.
No, it wasn't 8 minutes. What? But it says first 8 minutes, but it's not 8 minutes. Might have been, though. But I did enjoy seeing Barry again, because I really liked his character, Barry. I don't know how I feel about her seeing the Granddaddy Earl.
I don't know how I feel about this damn fairyland.
Yeah, but see, evidently, something's up with
Although,
fairyland.
Although, I will say, after watching it a couple of times, it makes a little bit more sense. But when I first watched it, I was like, this is some bull.
Yeah.
Because they making it look like Planet of the Apes or some crap. Where they, you know, it was just odd to me. Because I just wasn't expecting that, which I think is good.
Yeah, that is good.
But on watching it a couple more times, I'm like, okay, I get it. I kind of get where it was going.
Well, see, this is the first time I've seen it, and it made sense to me. Because almost every single culture, whether you a demon or an alien or a human or whatever, you have some kind of conflict within your social group. There's always some kind of conflict. And this shows a conflict in Fairyland. There's a whole bunch of them that want to close off Fairyland and the fairies so they can't go to the human realm. But there's a whole bunch of other ones who evidently got some really good firepower. And they want to keep that portal open.
Yeah, and apparently that realm, when you eat that fruit,
it keeps you grounded there.
Well, it makes you think the whole thing is hunky-dory when it really is a big old dirt
exactly.
desert.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you that illusion. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing maybe I'm going to watch it like more than one time before Sunday, but I did not look in the crowd to see, did Claudine turn ugly too?
Yeah.
Dang.
She was the one who, after everybody started running, mm-hmm. that main Maud, whatever her name was.
Maud.
The main elf woman.
She's a fairy.
Told her to go get her. I think she was the one. They okay. all turned ugly.
Yeah, they turned very ugly. And and like dried out looking. You know?
Trolls.
Yeah. Where the other fairies still look like fairies, though, if you notice.
No, they all are turned trolls.
Right. But he was still a little more clear looking because he had, like, clearer eyes and stuff. But
something.
Yeah. And he told Sookie that only she, because she had not ate the fruit,
could go
back to that realm. So I wonder what that means for Granddaddy Earl.
He just fall down in the big old crevice.
Yeah, because he sure did follow her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what you
That'll be interesting.
Yeah, what do you think about Sookie Lyon talking about, because he asked, how did your grandma pass? Did she pass peacefully?
Well, she didn't want him
I know.
Being more upset
Exactly.
than he was.
I know why she did it, but I'm just saying,
what you gonna do? You gonna sit there?
And then, how come, this is, okay, with scenes like this, this is what I don't particularly care for. How come she the only one in the whole daggone place is not eating that fruit?
She's now, skeptical.
Now, she could say that she was not hungry, but still, Barry was just chomping into that fruit.
Barry ain't been through what Sookie been through.
That's
Sookie
true.
Sookie been through a lot with all the supernatural stuff. She's suspicious. She don't trust nobody.
That's true.
When she got there, she was looking around like, okay, what's what? As soon as she picked up the fruit, she was like, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
Everybody eating this fruit a little bit too hard. She's been seeing what happens with all the supernatural stuff, and Barry really hasn't.
That is true, though. Yeah, he knows about vampires.
Now, what I wanted to know from that is, where did Barry go? Hopefully he got out.
I don't think so.
He might have.
Because he ate the fruit.
But everybody was running at that point, so it didn't matter, I don't think.
Well, now, Sookie, of course, you know, not eating the fruit, she didn't turn into a troll.
And
did you notice that Barry turned into a troll? Like the rest of them?
No, he didn't, because he's not an elf or a fairy or whatever.
Sookie is. She's part well, fairy part, and part
but,
human.
Yeah, but no.
So Barry must be part fairy and part human also.
Right.
Okay, so maybe Barry a get out too. I and like Barry.
We don't know if Barry has the little powers, but Sookie sure shot that woman.
She shot her
across, which I don't. Which they all look surprised about.
Yes.
So
she's got some power.
She's got some extra stuff.
Mm-hmm. She got some power, and it's probably a combination of her fairy blood and vampire blood, because she got Bill's blood in her and Eric's blood too.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So this does kind of excite me for the season.
Yeah.
Just to see all the different things they're going to
I mean, that 8-minute preview was all about Sookie, and that's fine. But, I've seen the HBO preview after, like, season 3 ended. And it looks to me like, unless I was blinking wrong or something, it looks to me like Lafayette's back in a dungeon somewhere.
I know. Didn't it look like
I didn't
that?
Like that at all.
Might have been a dream.
I hope it's a dream. Or maybe some kind of conjure thing with the witches or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do not want him going through that mess again.
No,
not our Lafayette.
And they need to, this season, let's just say what we want to see this season.
Okay, let's say what we want to see.
I want to see this season, I want to see it like the first season. Tara was pining over Jason. She hooked up with Sam, but that was the extent of it. She wasn't involved with anyone. She didn't try to fall in love, except for,
I think Tara's going to find somebody this season, though.
So I'm hoping they leave her alone with the love story part and let her deal with other issues.
I don't think so. I think Tara's going to find someone, or someone's going to find her.
I hope not.
And she's going to be back in a relationship.
That's too much.
Yeah, because that's how people do. I mean, they might learn a thing or two, but they serially go to the same type of individual.
And what I'm hoping also, which it kind of looks like from the commercials that we've seen,
mm-hmm.
is that this season, it looks like there's been some time in between third and fourth season.
Yes, you can tell.
In the previous three seasons, it's like they're back to back to back. I mean, the first season ended and the second season started the next day.
Exactly.
The same with the third season, started the next day. This, it seems...
This one is like not.
It's going to have some time pass through.
It is going to. And I tell you how you can tell. The main way you can tell is how Tara looks. Because when we left her...
Sister Jay, don't presume.
Yeah, but white folks don't do that. They are going to use her straight long hair as a little device to show that there has been a time lapse. You watch. Mark my words. You watch.
Well, I think there's going to be a time lapse just because there's a whole different subject going on.
They're
going
to use
Bill, it looks like he's running for office in the commercial.
Yeah, there is.
There's other stuff going on, not just Tara,
that makes
you think that the time is going to lapse.
Right.
But don't presume that anybody on the show knows how to do hair.
Well, now that's...
Black people hair.
That's true. Although that outfit wouldn't look good, though.
Oh, and I want to see some more Ruby Jean.
I
want Ruby Jean.
Prominent up in the story.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I want more of Hoyt. And Jessica.
Jessica.
Which I think
we got to find out what Maxine's up with that rifle.
We want to see more of our favorite characters. I really don't want to see Hotshot.
No. I don't want to see that Crystal Girl.
But we will.
But I want to see Pam.
I want to see Pam.
Pam was looking too good on the preview.
And
she is just wonderful.
Definitely see King Russell.
I know. He got to come back. Now, he might not come back until season 5, maybe.
No, I think they'll have him back. But
I hope so.
I don't know if he'll be such a prominent part of it.
I love King Russell, though. I love the character. Yes. I just love King Russell. My favorites, though, other than Lafayette and, the main characters, like Eric. Eric's my all-time favorite, though. But next to Eric, though, King Russell was it for me.
Me too.
And, well, of course, Lafayette,
Yes.
That goes without saying. But that King Russell, he was too tough. I just really love that character. And the actor playing that part, he just did an excellent job. Hair. Yeah. Oh, he is excellent. Just excellent.
So how we're going to structure this season of our podcast is a little different because, as y'all know who have listened to our other ones, we get busy and we fall by the wayside. Mostly we have deducted, but maybe it's not true. I don't know.
We've decided
that it's mainly because we do these long recaps, which take a lot of time out of your day and your life. And, you know, sometimes we don't get to it. Then we get behind and then it's hard to catch up once you get a week or two behind. So what we're going to do this time is kind of go back to our original podcast format, which is just talk about the show.
We're just going to talk about the shows that we like. And this one is True Blood. So, you know,
we're going
to do that on all of our stuff.
No, but we're talking about True Blood. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the full 30-minute, however long, recap of the show. We're just going to talk through it. And as we talk, we'll probably talk about the whole show anyhow.
Yeah, and which is fine.
Go from there, which might shorten the length of the show a little bit, but we'll probably get into some good discussion. But will help us as far as the labor-intensive part.
Yeah, because we're just not going to have a formal recap section and then a discussion section, because that was just too much out of our day. We got other stuff that we do. So,
like work.
Well, not only work, but just other stuff.
Yeah.
We do other stuff when we're not at our offices on our actual jobs.
Right.
You know, so we're going to go back to the format that we used when we first started all these podcasts.
It'll be enjoyable, and I'm excited. I'm excited for y'all's input, commentary. Yeah. That was the most fun part of the last
We have season. Some excellent listeners.
Yes.
And you guys who listen to our True Blood podcast, you are some really good thinkers because you bring up some really good ideas and maybe some perspectives that, you know, cause me anyway, I'll speak for myself, to cause me to say, hey, you know, I didn't even notice that. So I'll go back and look at it again. And then maybe I'll notice something. And I just want to say, too, that, you know, on HBO, they're showing marathon sessions of starting all the way back from season 1, season 2, and season 3. And I watched the whole season replay of season 1. And because I've watched the whole thing, you get a whole new perspective.
Yeah.
And you really pick up the little nuances of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
So from watching the third season where we know Bill has had ulterior motives when he came to Bon Temps. When you watch that season one again,
like,
oh yeah. Uh-huh.
But then you get his little subtle clues.
Yeah.
Like how he's looking and how he's sneaking and hiding and stuff,
those side glances.
Yeah, those side glances and stuff. It is really, really good, you know, to go back. So
yeah.
And then I have a person in my office who is trying to catch up. So this summer, she started with watching all of season 1. She's halfway through with season 2. And so she comes and talks to me almost every day about it and stuff. And that kind of refreshes my memory, too, you know, about stuff. But she'll ask me, like, certain questions and stuff, you know. And with, you know, I'm this way. I always tell people, okay, do you really want to know?
Because you're the first.
Wait a minute. Because some people say, no, just don't tell me, and I'll wait and watch it. But some people, like with me personally, Sister J, it don't ruin it for me if somebody tells me what happened in a movie or an episode or something. Because then when I watch it, I'm still, you know, excited about it.
But a lot of people don't like it.
But some people don't want that. But this particular person,
you are notorious for blurting something out and going, oh, you didn't want to know that? Oh.
Well, this particular girl.
So I just know if I have not watched it, and you have to not talk to you about it until I've watched it.
Yeah.
If you start talking, I'll go, let's not talk about it.
But this particular girl, you know, she's like me. It doesn't ruin it for her, so she wanted to know a few things, you know, when she was talking about episode 2. So, you know, I let her know a few things, but not a lot because I want her to be surprised, you know. But, I can't wait till Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It will be good. I'm going to miss Game of Thrones, which is now kind of surpassed True Blood.
Wasn't that the finale? No, you're not going to miss it. That was the finale last week.
Right, what I'm saying is I'm going to miss it being on TV.
Oh, okay, well, explain yourself, okay.
It was only 10 seasons, or 10 episodes, right. And it's already over.
Yeah, that is one thing I've already talked to Sister Kay about, and that is when it comes back again, maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a podcast on it. Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about on that one.
And what we can do is maybe do a lead-in podcast covering season one and then, you know, do the season two.
That's a whole year away because they ain't coming back for a year.
It says spring 2012.
Which is a year.
But that Game of Thrones, if y'all haven't seen it yet, Woo! Go back on HBO and watch it. It is excellent. It's really good. And it looks like it's like set back in King Arthur times and medieval and stuff. And it's sort of but it's not even Earth. No. I mean, it's not even people. So, well, it's humans.
Well, it's Earth and people, but it's not that world.
No.
It's kind of like that world, but it's not that world.
It's not that world. It's completely different.
It's a different world, but still, you know, with shields and swords.
Yeah, and that kind of stuff. It's really good.
And I just finished reading the book one of that one, and that actual show follows the book scene by scene.
Okay.
And so, if you don't want to know what might happen in season two, don't read the second book. I'm not gonna.
So he's following it.
I'm gonna try, and that guy who wrote the books wrote it back in like '96.
Okay.
But I'm gonna try not to read the rest of the series until I watch the TV show because I think it would.
Right.
You know, I'll know what's going on.
That's what I've done with True Blood. I have not read any of the books.
Yeah.
And this one particular person in my office who we discussed it, she's read the books. And so she's always telling me, yeah, but this doesn't actually follow the book and stuff. And I said, well,
I
know.
It sure doesn't.
I said, but the director tells you all the time in interviews, go on HBO and view those. I am not following the book. I am deviating from the book. You know, I'm doing other stuff because, you know, as most people know, in the book, Lafayette was killed in the first book. But He was such a big character and had such a strong following in that first episode, they got to keep him on. So, you know, anyway.
Yeah, okay. Now, on True Blood, if you read the books, it really isn't going to stop you from liking the show. Because
right. It's
changed
different.
It, well, it might, I guess. But they changed it so much that, I don't even remember what the heck happened with this whole storyline with the fairies.
Okay, well, good.
So,
good.
This season, I'll probably be jumping over and talking about a scene that I know was probably in the books one way and won't be in the show. But I don't even remember. It's been so long ago since I read the books. But anyway. So, That's it for our first impressions.
We hope
that y'all all tune in for our weekly podcast. We're not going to say a time or a date that we'll have it each week, but we will have it every week.
We will post one every week.
And we look forward to your email, your voicemail, your tweets, and your Facebook comments.
Do you want to give our particulars or?
No, I think we can wait until next time when we have something to actually talk about.
Okay.
We have had a couple of emails, but we'll wait and talk about those next time.
Okay.
When we have a longer show and something more to talk about.
Okay.
Our first episode. So stay tuned, everyone. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.